Eight young whooping cranes that were making their first northerly migration from Florida this spring were blown off course to Michigan. The multi-agency Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership reports that on July 30th, the remains of one of the cranes was discovered in west-central Michigan at a roosting location. Rachel Levin of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it appears a predator killed the bird.
We suspect that probably he was killed by a coyote or a bobcat or some other predator, but we are going to have forensic biologists examine the remains and see if we can find out anything more specific.
Four other cranes from the year-old flock are still in Michigan, and the partnership recently learned that a two-year-old crane that no longer has a working transmitter on its leg was spotted in Michigan after being missing for almost 4 months. Three more of the yearlings have recently flown around the southern end of Lake Michigan and are now in central Wisconsin, where they were raised last summer. Levin says it's possible the wetlands where the birds were in Michigan dried up and the cranes' migration training kicked in.
With minor exceptions, such as these cranes that ended up in Michigan, the young cranes, after being led southward once, can make their way northward again. So they may have had an instinct to get to Wisconsin.
Levin says 16 crane chicks are being taught to fly at the Nisida Refuge this summer in preparation for following ultralight aircraft to Florida this fall. They're likely to join about three dozen older birds that are part of the experiment to reintroduce migrating whoopers to the eastern half of North America. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.